After walking all afternoon until the early dusk, Farlow and Condra finally reached the stone spire. Eons ago, this crude minaret of bricks and mortar had noted the first incursion of the divine hand into this region, which had been held by pagans. But arriving at the ruin and seeing the crowds, Farlow realized they had made a mistake. He gripped Condra's hand. Come on. I know another way in. The orphanage brought us here once. They took us in a back way. The stone passageway, built during the Dark Ages, was so low, stooped, and dank that nobody wanted to be in there. The metal-spiked gate at the far end was unguarded, with just enough space between the top of the spikes and the ceiling of the passageway for them to slip over. But inside the walls of the stone spire, a red transporter booth was nowhere in sight. Condra whispered to Farlow,
"Once they start beaming people up, we'll never get inside a transporter."
Farlow tried to reassure her.
"Let's just march around until we find it. Keep close to me."
Within the narrow walkways of the old fortress, they avoided being seen, and their luck lasted until they reached the courtyard and saw a red transporter booth which no one was watching or guarding. The two young people dashed straight into the enclosure and heaved sighs of relief.
"Institute of Devotion, please."
Nothing whatsoever happened. The booth acted as if it were turned off.
"Okay, now what, Farlow?"
"Condra, unless you have a better idea, we wait. Nobody can see us while we're in here." Suddenly, a familiar voice boomed from the speakers in the courtyard. It was Overseer Tajarit.
"Citizens of Aluna, I thank you for your patience and understanding. The results of the lottery are complete, and those of you who are leaving with us have been chosen. In a few instants, your implants will activate if you have been so chosen, and you should report immediately to the nearest transporter booth."
Farlow held his breath and looked at his arm. A moment later, there was a dull red glow under his skin. With a grin, he looked excitedly at Condra, who shook her head glumly because there was no change in the bump on her arm.
"Condra, you'll go. We'll find a way."
"No, you were meant to go."